Welcome to your Giants 2 Minute Drill. Anita Marks here with John Schmelk. And Tom Coughlin has officially resigned as the head coach of the New York Football Giants. He actually released a statement. I'm going to read an excerpt for you from it. Quote unquote, "It's been an honor and a privilege to serve as head coach of the New York Football Giants. This is not a sad occasion for me. I've spent 15 years with this organization as an assistant and head coach and was fortunate enough to be a part of 3 Super Bowl winning teams. A Lombardi Trophy every 5 years is an achievement in which we all take great pride." And I'll tell you what, John and myself, we were in the Giants locker room today as the players were speaking to the media, and it was a very emotional locker room. We saw it from Eli Manning, really first and foremost, and it's just sad. I mean, there's players in there who really admire and love and played very hard for head coach Tom Coughlin.
And quite frankly, you know, players that look at him as more than just a coach but as a father figure. That's the type of impact that he has on people's lives. And he was not just the head coach of this team. He was the leader of the entire organization from the top floor of the building to the bottom floor. The Tom Coughlin way permeated every way this organization functioned. And really, along with Ernie Accorsi, then Jerry Reese and John Mara, of course, and Steve Tisch, that was a model organization for other teams to really base the way they play football off of. And that's what Tom Coughlin is. He's a leader. He takes responsibility. And one part of his statement I thought was telling is when he talked about one of the reasons he decided to step down and it was the right time. He said the best interest of the organization was that the last 3 years haven't gone well as we would have liked, and he takes responsibility for that. And whenever the Giants lost the game, the first thing Tom Coughlin would say in a press conference is, "This is my fault. I take responsibility." Eli Manning in the locker room today took responsibility himself. He said, "Anything that happens to coach is on the players. It was our failures that put him into this situation." Well, Tom never wanted the players to take responsibility. He always took responsibility himself, and he does so even in his last day as Giants head coach.
And John, I mean, his tenure here, he had a lot of success as the head coach of the Giants.
Oh, absolutely. 12 years as head coach, 2 Super Bowl championships, all the winning years. And how about the way he's really nurtured Eli Manning? Tom Coughlin's the only NFL head coach Eli Manning has known. And you cannot give him enough credit for making Eli Manning the type of player that he is today. And everything the Giants do, they like to try to do it the right way. And I think that comes from Tom Coughlin. It's his leadership. And, you know, he has adjusted too. You go back to 2007, you know, there was criticism about, oh, he's too hard on the players. Well, as Tom Coughlin spoke about a lot, he created the leadership council. He adjusted his coaching style to try to win games. So he's a great head coach, and the Giants will be hard-pressed to replace him.
Yeah, and the direction this organization takes, we don't know. We will find out, I'm sure. And also, you'll be able to hear from head coach Tom Coughlin, as well as John Mara, Steve Tisch, and Jerry Reese tomorrow, Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Make sure you tune in right here on Giants.com. For John Schmelk, Anita Marks, this has been your 2 Minute Drill.